to come. When it comes to all different types of wicks and oil, everything is kosher for Hanukkah. However, being that the miracle of Pach HaShemen was Shemen Zayit Zoch, Katil LaMa'or, what the Torah demands for the menorah to use is absolute pure olive oil. So therefore, that's the case. So a person is supposed to use Lechadchila, Zechel Enes, definitely olive oil. So now the question is, what about the wicks? The wicks also are supposed to be Lechadchila, Semer Gefen. Even though I have anything that burns is also good, the person could also use wax candles, but it's not the best. The best is the way the miracle happened. So therefore, a person Lechadchila should try to use olive oil, pure olive oil, and also the wick should be, it should say on it that it's made out of cotton. But as long as anything that what you use is kind of oil or wax candle that's going to burn, is fine. However, it says the Lechadchila, don't do it in a way that part of it is going to be shemen, part of it is going to be wax candle. Either the whole thing wax candle or the whole thing shemen. Should not be half and half. So the question is, however, he once dealt with it. Harav Ovadia has a question regarding menorah, which is electric menorah. Can a person be yotze, whether in Beit Knesset or at home or in business? First of all, we know when a person is at work, since this is not the makom that you sleep, you are not yotze at all whatsoever. If a person is going to be lighting in his business, is automatically considered to be berachah lebatala. You cannot be yotze. That's nekuda number one. Number two, we have to deal with also individuals that somehow arrange, let's say for a flight, they had to go, mamash, they had to go during the Hanukkah, so therefore they arrange a flight, let's say to Eretz Israel, during Hanukkah. So let's say the flight is at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Do we go based on the fact that at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, let's say, you would still be here in New York? Do we go over there based on where you're going to be eating? Right now you could eat at 5 o'clock. Let's say you don't have to be, let's say the flight is at 8. So 5 till 5:30, you could light and eat and enjoy, and then catch a flight at 8 o'clock. Is that the case, or we go based on where you're sleeping? So it's a major, major machloket haposkim. Do we go based on where you are going to be eating, or based on where you're going to be sleeping? Rabbi Ovadia says you go based on where you're going to be sleeping. So that is the major, major difference. So therefore, let me say, if a person, let's say, goes to his in-laws for Shabbat Chanukah, so Friday night you're going to be sleeping there, only Ner Ishu Beito, this week you don't light. Everybody lights, by Sephardim, everybody lights, only one candelabra and Shalom Al Yisrael. It's only going to be one candelabra. But what about Mosai Shabbat? Mosai Shabbat, you're going to be going home. That means I'm not going to stay here. Mosai Shabbat, I'm going to go home. So according to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, meanwhile you're here, have some kind of a cake after Havdalah, and so Lema Aseh, light. So as we know, Motzai Shabbat at home is supposed to be Havdalah first, and then Nerot Shel Chanukah. So after that, eat something, and stay according to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and you're going to be Yotze again by your father-in-law. However, according to Rabbi Ovadia, no, you go based on where you're going to be sleeping. So therefore, you should immediately pack up and go home and eat, light by your own house. So therefore, it makes enough kamina if a person is catching a flight. If you're going to be catching a flight one of the nights of Hanukkah, so your arrangement is you're going to be sleeping in the airplane. So how can you be yotze? According to some, you are yotze. But according to this, you would not be yotze. So in the train or in the airplane, you cannot light, not wax candle, not oil, not nothing. That's illegal. You cannot do that. So the question is, would you be yotze with flashlight? Can you make a beracha? Would you be yotze with the electric menorah? So for few reasons, a person would not be yotze at all, and if he makes a beracha, it's a beracha levatala automatically. The reason is as follows. Number one, you need oil. Where is the oil? There is no oil. You need wick? There is no wick. So the pshat is, even though incandescent light is good for Shabbat, it has to be incandescent. Sometimes, unfortunate Because a person goes based on the fact that the hospital gives him certain package for Shabbat when a lady, Baruch Hashem, let's say, delivers. And they give her a package. And in the package is battery-operated lamps. So you imagine, okay, very good. So they probably checked into it. And you could make a beracha for Ne Rochel Shabbat. If it is LED light is not considered to be fire. If it is incandescent light, a bulb, so and battery operated, according to all poskim, you could make a beracha also. That means it has to be, however, incandescent light, not LED light. So therefore, this is what some of the hospitals don't check into it. So then I say, when it comes to Shabbat, as long as it's incandescent, you're good. Because I need fire, and it is fire. You turn on, just prior, according to Rabbi Vadi and many other poskim, you just turn a prior to turning on the bulb, you say, Asher Kideshanu Bebisrata Besivanu, La'alich Ner Shel Shabbat, Ner Shel Shabbat. You turn on the light, you are Yotze 100% Nerot Shel Shabbat, as long as you have no other choice. Lechat Chila what? Lechat Chila try to do with wax candle or oil. I feel it for Shabbat. But here she is, let's say, or in a hotel, you are in a hotel, so you're supposed to light. Let's say you could light in a closet. Meanwhile, have the light be available to you, that when a person goes at night, you'll be able to see their clothing. So then, whenever you want to go to sleep, you close the door of the closet. The light does not penetrate inside the room anymore. Shalom Aleichem is very good. 100% you're good. It's only there are those poskim, let's say, Harav Ben Tzion, Abba Shaul, Harav Shalom Zalman and Orbach, that they say, Lechatchila, the bulb is good, but it should be battery operated, which I'm going to get to I'm going to mention the reason. So therefore, when it comes to Chanukah, however, I need oil, I need wicks. There is none of this. Even if you say fire without oil and wick is not Zechel Enes. The miracle can happen with oil and the wicks. Where are they? Second problem, Harav Shalom Zalman Orbach writes, very big Nekuda. We checked into it. Every second, 50 times, the instrument turns on. It's so quick that we cannot see. These bulbs that we have over here, 50 times per second are turning on, turning off. It's so quick that our eyes cannot notice it. But that's what's going on. So if that's what's going on, where is the oil for half an hour? If you have oil into your menorah for 25 minutes, and then you light, then you add oil for 2 hours, this is no good. You have to turn it off, turn it on again. But the same thing is over here. Every second, 50 times, this current of electricity turns on, turns off. So that means when you turn on the switch of the electronic menorah, it only lasted for a 50th of... So therefore, there are a few other reasons. So writes Rav Ovadia, let me just read the conclusion of Rav Ovadia Yosef regarding this Nekuda. He says, if a person does such a thing, as I mentioned, whether in Beit Knesset or at home or at business, anyway at business you are not Yotze anyway. At home, you do it, it's a Beracha Levatala. In the Beit Knesset, you do electronic light, Beracha Levatala. And Yotze Nechuvah Halekat Nerot Chanukah, Dora Chashmal Bichlat, nothing doing. However, if a person is going to be catching a flight at 8 o'clock, so because you have no other choice, take a flashlight. It has to be the original flashlights that work based on incandescent lamps. Without the beracha, you turn on at least one. If it's the fifth night, try to take five. You don't need a shamash because in the airplane, there is light, so you don't need a shamash. But anyway, you take five flashlights. But anyway, if you can't, just one is also good enough. Ner, echad is also sufficient. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen.